Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. After a season like no other, there's just so much to unpack. We need to keep talking about it all summer long. We are Triple M Footy.
Oh, it's game on! Oh.
Thanks to Brighton's lawyers.
D-O-L-D goal!
This is Triple M Summer Session.
And welcome to it for another week. We do it thanks to Bryden's Lawyers at 1800 848 848. Bryden's Lawyers, more than 40 years experience. Now, it's a show that follows NRL right across the summer. And a couple of big things to talk about this morning. One will be these brand new rule changes and probably headlining that, this two-point field goal thing. We'll go into more detail about that very shortly. And coming up too, we'll speak to brand new St. George Illawarra Dragons coach Anthony Griffin. It's a brand new rugby league show called The Summer Session for Bryden's Lawyers. And coming up next, Mark Geyer at Triple M.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M Summer Session is a brand new show all about the NRL and the goings on across summer. We do it thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. My name's Maroon, and joining me to discuss these rule changes in the game, Mark Geyer, welcome to you.
Hello, Anthony. It's great to see your beautiful face, my friend.
And you too. I know we've got to be quick, mate, because you've got, that gym's been an outstanding success and you've got your Christmas party this afternoon.
I have. As soon as I leave here, I'm off to the MG Active Christmas party, Hawaiian theme. So I'm going to go put my lay on and aloha.
Well, I think it's ideal for a gym to have a Christmas party, MG, because all year you're doing your biceps, your triceps, your glutes. Here's an opportunity to get into a muscle shirt and get them out.
Oh, well, that's exactly right. I mean, what's all the training for if you can't show off your body? Come
absolutely
on.
Absolutely.
Rip it, baby. Look at yours. You've been doing some stuff as well, haven't you?
I have, mate, but over the COVID period, I think I've put a little bit on around the middle. I normally I can't pinch it, but I can have a really good pinch at the moment.
Okay, as long as you see the old fella, that's okay.
Yeah, I can. I don't know what good it is to me, but yeah, I can. Hey, let's start off with these rule changes, mate. And the most, I don't know if you want to call it controversial, but the first one is this one that centres around the field goal. So a field goal now, first of all, to encourage more unstructured play and increase the chances of a result charging in the final moments of a game, a two-point field goal would be awarded for teams who kick a field goal from outside the 40-metre line. I would say to UMG, we see players flat out kicking them from 20 metres out when they're panicking.
Yeah, when I first heard about this one, I thought, oh, come on, man, that's rugby union type thing. We don't want to start giving, you know, 2 points for a field goal. We actually started with them, and if you remember the great Eric Sims from South Sydney, they changed this rule because he used to kick them from 50 or 60 metres out and get 2 points for them. So they said, you know what? Field goals will now be only 1 point. And I think it's a little bit fanciful. It's a bit like the 20-40 they tried to bring in this year. I don't think we'll see too many of them. I think maybe in Golden Point, if you've got a big kicker, then most of the time they kick from outside the 40 anyway to try and get a result. But then you've got the worry of putting the ball dead and the other team getting seven tackles. So I'm not sure about this one. It's a little bit fanciful, but let's see what happens. Look, at the rule changes they implemented this year, I was a fan of all of them, so I'm happy just to see how they roll for a while.
Yeah, but I think, like, we've seen a couple of instances this year. I'm not a fan of Golden Point anyway, MG, but that's another argument for another day. Mm. But we've seen a couple of instances this year where teams that have, in Golden Point time, have four or five shots at field goal and couldn't kick it from in front.
Yeah, I suppose going forward, Tone, we might get to this situation where we go for a golden try. Where Golden Point might be, Golden Time it might be, 5 minutes each way. And if your team scores a try, will you win? If not, we have a draw. I'm happy either way. I like to see a result. I like to see, but I don't like to see teams getting beat after having a fantastic 80 minutes by a fluky field goal either. So there's pros and cons in both, and I think let's just see how this one unfolds. I don't think we'll see too many blokes taking field goals from outside their 40, put it that way.
All right. Now, the other one that stuck out for me, I think this one's just a bit of common sense. Play the ball restart after ball or player finds touch. When the ball is kicked or carried into touch, play will resume with a play the ball rather than a scrum. This rule was trialled in two games during the final round of last season. So it just quickens the game up a little bit.
Yeah, again, any time the ball's in play more, I'm a fan of. No time wasting, and it eliminates that 40-second scrum where we see guys walking and getting their breaths back. And I want to see the ball in play as much as I can in rugby league, and this is a rule that we'll see that. So that's a tick for me. Mm.
Well, have a look at the other some more of those in the course of the show, mate. But just what about the Panthers themselves, who lost two games this year, one of them being the grand final? Have you had the opportunity in the local community around Penrith to see any of the players and sort of suss out how they feel about all that moving forward?
I actually haven't. No, I haven't seen many of the players. I think most NRL players headed to the hills once the bubble restrictions were lifted, and I think that's that where they'll stay, and probably until after Christmas, especially the Panthers, who I don't think their squad of 17 who played in that record-breaking season this year will be seen until probably early January. It was a torrid year for most rugby league players, but Penrith to go on that run of 18 games like they did was something special, and I think as soon as five or six of them were involved in the Origin series that went up until the end of November, so. Mm. That's usually when pre-season's footy training starts. And I think you'll see a lot of the Panthers and Storm players kind of just filtering back into the training regime maybe once New Year comes into 2021 comes along, maybe 3rd or 4th of Jan. But, yeah, look, I don't want Penrith to be too hard on themselves because of getting all the way to the big dance and losing. It's you got to get to the big dance to try and win the big dance. So, at least they were there, and they were always going to be there on the season they had. You, everyone thought, but they come up against a red-hot Melbourne Storm team on the night, and I don't think any team of any era would have beat Melbourne on that night. They were just dramatic. They were fantastic, and Penrith will learn a lot from it. I know when we lost in 1990, there was tears on the ground. There was and how our whole off-season revolved around revenge. About not going that way. And that's why I thought Canberra might have been a chance to win this year's competition, but the loss of Hodgson in the end really hurt them. If he was playing, who knows? But, yeah, look, I think it's Penrith will come back, bounce it, bigger and better than ever, and I think it's going to be another season of them top four teams again, which will be the Roosters, Melbourne, Penrith, and the Raiders will be the four teams to watch again in 2021.
Okay, Triple M Summer Session. It's an NRL show based across summer. We look at players. We look at clubs' recruitment, their losses. We're looking at these rule changes. Now we might take a song and come back and ask MG about a couple more of these rule changes, one which involves the trainers, which I think has been a long time coming. It's on the way on Triple M Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M Summer Session. It's an NRL show across the summer. It's all thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, where they commit, protect and succeed. Maroon here talking to MG about some of these rule changes for 2021 in the NRL season. We've talked a couple of minutes there about obviously this 2-point field goal from outside the 40. And just the changeover, the handover of possession if a player runs into touch. Now, another one I wanted to talk about, MG, because I find this area's got very, very grey and murky around trainers. In 2021, where a trainer asks a match official to stop the game for an injury, the injured player must be either interchanged or taken off the field for a period of 2 minutes of elapsed game time before he is permitted to resume his place on the field.
Yeah, this one's brilliant. I think that this is the one that a lot of fans have a bugbear about, and I think a lot of players, especially late in the game when all of a sudden, there's players going down with inverted commas cramps, and the player's held up for 4 or 5 minutes because of a cramp. That's ridiculous. Yeah, I remember when I played, someone got injured, and I suppose it's changed a bit since then. You were forced to take the ball off that guy and play the ball 10 metres to the left of him or the right of him. But what ensued then was that the attack would always seem to find that injured player, and you'd be running over him and hurting him more. So I love this idea that you either, if you're going down injured and you want the guy with the trainer says to the ref, we need to stop, well, off he goes if he can. If he's able to walk off the field, if he's able to, which most times they are. Which most time it is cramp. And we saw a couple of these towards the end of the season, which kind of really irked a lot of rugby league fans and commentators and the like. And we thought, come on, you can't be stopping a game because of a cramp. But that's going to happen. And take him out the back, take him off for 2 minutes, whatever it is. But I think this is a common sense rule. I think this is, you know, again, another rule which is for the betterment of the game.
All right. It's already a new rule, this one, that, around the captain's challenge, which we've only just seen in the last 12 months of rugby league. In cases where a captain's challenge review is inconclusive, the on-field decision will stand, but the team will retain their challenge.
Yeah, I think the captain's challenge has been one of the innovations in the game, which gives the players a little bit of mindset into what the referees have to go through. You know, that split second, should I or shouldn't I challenge it? What we'll see going forward, I'm pretty sure, unless it's blatant, that there'll be an edict across most NRL teams to say, we don't want to use our captain's challenge until the second half at least, unless, and maybe even the last 20 minutes. Because sometimes the wrong people think that they haven't knocked the ball on, or they haven't played the ball properly, or they have played the ball properly. And when I say the wrong people, us big forwards who should be worried about just getting on their knees and elbows and playing the ball. So, yeah, look, it gives the players a little bit of a mindset into what the referees have to go through week to week in a high-pressure situation. If you get the call wrong, well, you should be penalised for it. But I love the captain's challenge. It's one of the innovations in the game that they had in the under-20s for a few years, and it worked. Now it's in first grade. It worked big time this year, so let it keep rolling.
Okay, well, look, we might leave it there with the rule changes, mate, because some of them, fair dinkum, you need somebody from Brydens to explain them to you. But, look, we'll get
I just want to say a big rap to Brydens. Have helped me big time in a recent case with my daughter, Montana. I want to give Lee and the team and Wes and the team at Brydens a big kiss on the cheek, because without you, we didn't know what we would have done.
Yeah, and everything's okay now. The guy household can move forward.
Yes, mate. Yep. Mm.
Yeah, it's good, mate. You stood up for what was right, and you got the result.
Well, you know, when one of your kids is defamed in that manner, in such a public manner, you know that it's obviously nothing but a lie. You've got to do everything in your power to make sure that wrong is written right. And I did that with Montana. We had some trying times, Tone, over the last 18 months, when and even up the week before the trial, Montana said, I don't want to do it, Dad. And I said, okay, well, let's bail. And then somehow she found the courage. And I hope it's a lesson to anyone who thinks about writing anything derogatory about anybody on social media, that now there are consequences. And before you type that scathing assessment of someone you don't even know, think.
Yeah. Well said, MG, and what we'll do is we'll get you to hang around, because we're going to put two more players under the microscope. Now, we've done the teams that finished last and second last. A couple more disappointing. Cowboys, very disappointing, I thought, in 2020. Mm. And Manly, I mean, I know they had their injuries, but we'll look at Manly and the Cowboys, and that's all coming up. It's Triple M Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M Summer Session is the NRL show that goes across the summer, thanks to brydens.com.au. Maroon and MG in the chair today. And the real purpose of this show is to talk about club and player movements and losses in the off-season. We want to talk about the North Queensland Cowboys, MG, by anyone's measure. They have had a very, very disappointing year. And the last couple of years, a massive fall from grace, MG. I find them I want to say a boring side to watch in many ways, but granted, they have had injury woes themselves in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think they're the classic underachiever, hence why the coach got the sack. And we see Todd Payton moving into that chair as the main man at the Cowboys, which I think is a really good move. I think what he did with the Warriors was nothing short of a miracle. So let's hope that he can, now that he's settled in a job that's his, that Todd Payton can get the best out of these guys. Finishing 14th in the NRL is not good enough for a team like the Cowboys. And, you know, there's always going to be a hangover after you lose a player like Jonathan Thurston. But that hangover should have ended a year or two ago.
Yeah.
They've got the players, they've got the depth. Jason Taumalolo, by his lofty standards, had a quiet season. They missed Michael Morgan a lot. Him being out for most of the season was a massive loss. But I'm encouraged by Val Holmes. I think that if they find the right role for him, which I think is on the wing, I know he's on big, big money and they want to get the most out of him. But I could eat my words, and if they put him fullback, he might go well after a full off-season in the NRL. But I'm encouraged by some of the things I'm seeing with the Cowboys. I know you've got in front of you the comings and goings of the Cowboys, which I think we should go through and see if they are indeed stronger than they were last year. But the question mark over young Clifford, whether he'll go to the Knights next year when he still got a year to run on his contract, that's always one of them delicate situations where you think, well, should we let him go now? Is he going to give it 100% knowing he's going to another club, like the Jai Arrow case with South? And well, if you take the Jai Arrow case with South, it wasn't until, you know, the Origin series that we saw the best out of Jai Arrow. So sometimes you sign a player 12 months out from their season ending, their career ending at that club, it kind of doesn't work that well, more times than not. So sometimes you're better off just cutting the cord and saying, okay, let's cut our losses and let's get on with the roster that want to be here.
All right. It's a good thing you think they've got the players that they need to get the job done, MG, because they haven't brought in a lot of big-name players. In fact, when I look at the gains, the only one of any sort of reputable name is Lachlan Burr, who comes in from the New Zealand Warriors. But they have re-signed Reuben Cotter, Mitch Dunn, Kyle Felt, who also Tom Gilbert, Francis Molo. So a couple of big-name players there have decided to stay on with the Cowboys. And as you said, Todd Payton will have had an off-season with the guys.
Yeah, and I like what I see with Todd Payton. Lockie Burr, he was great for the Warriors, although not a marquee signing. It's more than a handy first grader in the forwards. They've just got to get more out of the players that they know they can. SR Masters was disappointing in his first year up there. Cohen Hest continues to be disappointing after being so good in his first couple of years of first grade. Even in the first Origin in Adelaide, he played 10 minutes and didn't see another minute of Origin in that series. So they've got players who can, you know, perform well. As I mentioned earlier, Tau Malolo, Drinkwater can play. He's a great little player. They've got some young halves coming through. They've always got a lot of outside backs. They've had a couple of retirements. I just think being more settled, the Cowboys will definitely finish higher than 14th. I think. I'm not sure where. Maybe I don't think they'll make the 8th in 2021. But I see them finishing maybe a couple of spots higher, 12th, or maybe as high as 10th. But I'm not expecting miracles from Todd Payton's first year at the Cowboys.
Okay, North Queensland Cowboys lose John Asiata, who they've released. Gavin Cooper retires after playing 300-plus games. Tom Opacic off to Parramatta. And that's about it for the gains and losses of the North Queensland Cowboys. MG thinks they'll go good, but not top 8. But everybody on the Northern Beaches will want to know what MG thinks about Manly. So we'll do them as well shortly on Triple M Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, an NRL show across the summer. And MG's got to get going shortly because he's got his gym Christmas party.
Now I'm going to the YMCA. Come on, sing it to me. YMG Active, say yeah. Yeah.
We've had a tweet in that somebody asked me to ask you, at the gym, do people still do burpees?
Oh, They're a favourite of ours. Right. We actually do a finisher. They're called after you've done your 32 minutes of activity at the gym. We do a finisher, and one of the finishers is called Roxanne.
Right.
So we play Sting or the Police's version of Roxanne, and every time they sing Roxanne, you've got to do a burpee. There's about 27 times they say it in the song, so right. 27 burpees to finish.
Burpees are hard yakker. I haven't done one since 1978 at the old gym at Marsland College.
Come on, get down and give me two now. Let's go.
I'm a bit out.
Let's
I promise
get
you,
physical.
Next time I see you, I'll pop into the gym and I'll do 2.5 burpees.
Okay, you're on.
Now, we're looking at the losses and gains of Manly. So far, we've started from the bottom. And, of course, we've done the Broncos. We've done the Doggies. Now we've done the Cowboys. Let's do Manly, who had a wretched season when it comes to injury. Their major gains are Josh Aloyer, Andrew Davey from Parramatta. Kieran Foran comes back to Manly. Jason Saab, another controversial one, who couldn't travel to Wollongong from Wentworthville every other day, too hard. And they're the main ones. The losses, though, for Manly, Brendan Elliott, Adam Fanua-Blake, who's off to the Warriors. Danny Levi has been released. Sam Smith released. Joel Thompson off to the UK. Corey Waddell to head over to the Doggies. But obviously Manly need to have the Trbojevic boys fit, don't they? They've got the coach. And everybody knows on their day they'll take it to the big teams in the comp.
Oh, most definitely. You know, you mentioned the gains. Josh Alloway, he'll add a bit of muscle. Foreign will add a bit of, I suppose, structure and continuity. Continuity is the word I'm trying to get out. He knows Daly Cherry Evans' game inside and out. I like the fact that Jason Saab, every rugby league team needs a 6'4" winger who can get up in bunks. The Tupu proves it. Mamalo and Fitzatua prove it. Penrith didn't prove it in the grand final, but maybe that was one of the factors that brought them down. They had both wingers of 5'9". So I think going forward, the prototype back line will have one winger who's like a Nofaluma or a Josh Mansour or one of these nuggety type wingers, but on the other side they'll have a big skyscraper who can get above it, who's an attacking weapon, you know, the Xavier Coates of the world. So I think it's a great signing for Manly, and it's a big loss for the Dragons because this kid can, I think it's going to be something special. Look, Fenua Blake's a massive loss for Manly. I think what I'd be doing if I was Desi, I think I'd be inclined to maybe put Jakey Turbo up front in the front row. I think I saw him play a game last year in Origin 2 in Perth where he played 80 minutes at front row. I've never seen him more involved. I think how he played this year at lock forward was more like a 5'8 type role, and we didn't see the best of Jake. When he gets the ball and goes forward and then thinks about passing it once he's hit the advantage line instead of before it, he's at his best. So I think he'll be out for a massive season. But Tommy, look, it all rests on Tommy Turbo, Tone. It's all about him. How are these hamstrings going to go? Do we wrap him in cotton wool? How do we treat our marquee player? Because we need him to win.
Yeah.
Without Tommy Turbo, they've got no chance of winning. They have got no chance of making the eight. It's like taking any marquee player out of any side at the moment. You know, take Nathan Cleary out of Penrith, and you know, you take Cameron Smith or Cameron Munster out of the Storm, and they can't win because that player means so much to them. And that's Tom Turbo. He's the most involved fullback, even more so I think than Tedesco in the game. He chimes in, he makes hit ups, and maybe he does too much. Maybe that's the point. Maybe he's got to pull back a bit on what he does in a game so he doesn't put himself at risk as many times as he should be. But a fit Tommy Turbo with Manly puts them in the eight. They finished 13th this season. I think the loss of Fenua Blake is profound, even though they've still got Marty Tapau. Thompson to the Super League's a big loss. I'm glad they kept Sirenin because there was rumours that he might be going back to Tigerland. Joff Ngowie's gone there now. But, yeah, look, I think the signings are pretty astute from Dez, and they're one player away from making the eight, you know, from finishing 13th to 8th, and that's all on the back of Tom Trbojevic.
All right, well, I suppose, as you say, MG, it's a season of ifs, Manly. Yep. If Foran stays fit, if Tommy T stays fit, Manly could do anything in season 2021. This is a Triple M summer session, all thanks to Brydens. Go on.
Do you know there's a song called If? I Don't Believe in Ifs Anymore. Roger Whittaker.
Could you? Is it? Could you? Right. My dad used to love Roger Whittaker.
Because I don't believe in if anymore. It's an illusion. It's an illusion.
Mate, do you know how many times my dad would take us up to Budgie Boy? He'd have 15 stubbies before the random breath test. Drive us home in the Statesman for a little bit Roger Whittaker. No seatbelts. Yeah. Roger Whittaker into a bit of Johnny Cash.
Have you seen the old man in the old town market?
Picking up the papers.
Up the papers in his worn out shoes.
You can do this on the karaoke at the Pio when we're all there on March 5.
We are too, but there's a karaoke tonight at the gym, which I'll be bringing out a bit of Born to Be Alive from Patrick Hernandez. Come on, baby.
All right. Before you go, we're going to have to ask you about the never-ending saga of Cameron Smith and the runaway block of cheese, Brandon Smith, and we're going to do that shortly. It's the Triple M summer session. We're looking at the NRL as we rock the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.